Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
You are fake news.
1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Thursday. It is my Friday. I'm getting some oral surgery done. I know. I'm not looking forward to it. But Dr. Feelgood assures me I'm going to be fine. But I'm going to take tomorrow off, and then I'll be back with you on Monday. By the way, in case you're wondering, there'd been some question. A number of people had asked me, are you going to do a live show on the 30th? A lot of talk show hosts who go to Best Of and all that. We will not be doing that. We will be live 1 week from tomorrow. We will be on Best Of on Labor Day because everybody else in the world is on Best Of. I don't know where to begin today. There is so much. Yesterday was one of those busy days when there was so much going on. Locally here in Southern Nevada, the Clark County School District has set a strike date. September 10th, I believe, is the date. And we've got 300,000 kids who are on the verge of creating the largest babysitting service known to man. 300,000 of these kids. School district says it will remain open. That every child that comes to a school will be let in. No schools will be closed. I know. We'll find out how long that lasts, and what is going to become of it. Kevin Child is a former CCSD school board trustee. He will join us in studio a little bit later on. Buzz Patterson. For those of you that have been with us since the CBS days, this is amazing stuff. Buzz Patterson is a guy we stumbled upon. I don't even know how we first got into him. But we started having him on the show, and the guy was really good. He's a former, I believe, a former Air Force guy. So he's a vet. He worked in the Clinton administration and, in fact, carried the football. Carried the football. The nuclear codes for Bill Clinton.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
So he has a good pedigree, both in government and in the military. And now he's running for Congress in the People's Republic of California. Yeah, so Buzz Patterson will join us. Buzz Patterson will join us a little bit later on in the program. Also, I'm really excited. Kimberly Guilfoyle, senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, will be joining us. She's going to be here in Nevada for another one of those meetups, those MAGA meetups. We'll get a chance to visit with Kimberly Guilfoyle coming up about 11:30. So a busy, busy day. One of the keys as we get closer to Labor Day, that means we're closer to Congress ending its six-week recess. Now, they like to call it a district work period. I call it recess. Kids have recess. These are grown adults. But that's okay. It's okay. One of the first things that the Congress will face is what to do about gun control. And my guess is the left is already, you know, creating marches and demonstrations and protests on Capitol Hill. Yeah. And Mary Catherine Hamm used to be on Fox all the time. I don't know whatever happened to her. She has gone to the dark side. She was on CNN yesterday and saying that Trump essentially holds the key to getting any gun control legislation passed. If he won't, and she's right, if he won't sign it, it ain't going to happen. Because if he won't sign it, Mitch McConnell won't even take it up. And we're getting mixed signals as to what he will accept and won't accept. But listen to Mary Catherine Hamm yesterday on CNN, last night, in fact, on CNN. Here it is.
The reality of where we sit today in August of 2019 is the one person who really has the power to make something happen is the president, because we know no lawmaker is going to push anything through without knowing that the president 100% has their back and that he actually means what he says.
That's why, by the way, McConnell wisely, tactically speaking, was like, well, let's see what happens with the president, because the president will change his mind in 6 days. He wasn't for that idea before. He's not necessarily for this idea. Yeah. Now, and that could change in 2 seconds. I will say, as far as getting things through Congress, I think many people misunderstand it when they think that the NRA is the big bad guy, mm-hmm. and the NRA is the big block here. The reason that Second Amendment supporters win is because they are extremely passionate about this issue, and they are extremely passionate then, now, forevermore. And they vote, and they always act on it, and it does not ebb and flow, unlike the other side, which does ebb and flow based on the news cycle. Now, when it comes to something like universal background checks, one of the reasons I think Democrats do themselves a disservice on the 2020 trail, pushing things like registration and licensing, because it makes people think, well, now you're just saying this stuff out loud. When you're telling me we want to just do this reasonable thing, you're saying, no, you actually want to do this other stuff too. So you lose trust with those voters.
It plays into, actually, the NRA's talking points, which the president has picked up about universal background checks, Julie, being a slip.
They're afraid of the unknown.
So there you have it. There you have it. Interesting, Mary Catherine Hamm, who I don't know if she's gone over to the dark side or not, but it's a little scary. Gun control is going to be one of those things. And can I be honest with you? You know, the gun control people are out there. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze this in before the break. Let's go to cut two. This is Manuel Oliver. His son, Joaquin, was killed in the Parkland shootings and is still out there talking to anybody who will put him on, trashing the president and essentially saying that Trump doesn't care about gun deaths. Here it is.
What do you think when you hear the president, he's talking about supporting strengthened background checks, he backs away from it again, and then we just heard him there at the White House saying again that he is looking at doing something on background checks. What do you think about that?
I don't trust Donald Trump as a person that can do anything about this. I don't think he's concerned enough. He goes back and forward through since before I lost my son Joaquin. It's his regular attitude. I am not expecting him to solve this. To be honest, I have never expected that to happen from him. Maybe I'm concerned because I lost my son. Maybe I'm concerned because I've been able to meet with people that every single day lose a son, a daughter, a wife, or a husband. Maybe I'm concerned because I know 40,000 people will lose their lives this year, but the president doesn't really care. So is that important? Should we care that much about what Donald Trump thinks about this? To be honest, me, I don't even follow that thing, that comment that will give hope one day and the other day gives frustration. So I'd rather stay on my path that is fixing this from happening again.
And so what does that take? What does it take to fix this?
Well, number one, guts. You need to be out there and be brave enough to talk to the NRA and tell them what really happens in here. We have a president that is more concerned about selling guns from the gun manufacturers, giving them all the benefits of that industry, than people dying out of that. So that's number one. You got to be brave. You got to be mad. You got to be a responsible person and citizen. Like my wife, like me, like my friend Fred Gutenberg and many others. We are parents, and I'm still a father, and I should be doing what I'm doing for my son.
And by the way, our thoughts and prayers go out to Manuel Oliver. Losing a son, I cannot imagine. In fact, I'm going, I'm going to say this. I cannot imagine what somebody who loses their son, I've been blessed with a son. He's married now. He's in the ministry. And I'm so proud of him.
Amen to that.
In more ways than one. But I'm going to tell you, I can't imagine what that would be like to lose a child and the pain and the heartache every day, every day. So I sympathize with Manuel Oliver losing his son Joaquin in the Parkland slayings. But I think it is clouding his judgment when it comes to gun control. I'm sorry, but I think it does. When we come back, the president was on the road yesterday with AmVets. AmVets, people who have made a sacrifice for our country. We'll talk about that and more coming up. In fact, we'll let you hear from the president himself. He did something that was absolutely amazing. I didn't know he was going to do it. Maybe you did. Maybe you saw it in the news somewhere, but I didn't even know he was going to do this. But he did something magnificent for disabled veterans. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
It's fair time. Elko County Fair is your summer tradition. It's monumental, and the good times here are fundamental. Elko County Fair starts tomorrow. Carnival, exhibits, and even more races Labor Day weekend. Nevada Stallion Stakes at noon tomorrow and 7:30 Saturday and Sunday. See the heirs of the finest stallions. Barrel racing in the second arena on Saturday. Horse races start at 1 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And you can still enter shows and exhibits like Elko's Got Talent online at ElkoCountyFair.com now. Family fun for 99 years. This year's fair has live music, carnival, fair booths, vendors, horse racing with live betting, dancing, and of course the branding events. Send off your summer with a smile. Elko County Fair starts tomorrow and all Labor Day weekend. See you there.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs. Because I'm happy. Clap
along. Yes, we do this every day. Do this every day, Monday through Friday. Same time. 9 till noon. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Thursday. It is my Friday coming. We'll be taking tomorrow off, for those who don't know. Just so you know, this hour, Wyatt Cox will be filling in, and he's going to be joined by Assemblyman John Ellison. Yeah. Good guy. I see him at the Basque Fry every year, and I imagine I'll see him this year at the Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch. Good guy, though. Fun guy. And a good, solid legislator. Coming up bottom of the hour, by the way, we're going to hopefully get a chance to hear from Mike Pence. He is out pitching the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, NAFTA 2.0, whatever you want to call it. But it's actually a good version of a trade agreement. And also, Kevin Child, a former CCSD school board trustee, will join us. There is talk of a strike, and there's a strike date of September 10 was the latest date we've seen from the Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Also, Buzz Patterson will join us. A candidate for Congress in the People's Republic of California. I've known this guy for a long time now. He was on my shows back at CBS. And he carried the nuclear football for President Clinton. Did you know that? Good guy. Solid military guy. And he's running for Congress. Where and why, we'll have him tell us coming up about 11 o'clock. And at 11:30, I'm really excited. Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly of Fox News, now a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, and main skis. Yeah, that'll be coming up a little bit later on in the show. Okay, I want to go to the audio sound bites because the president did something that I thought was absolutely amazing. And in fact, let's go to it's cut five. This is the president yesterday in Louisville with AMVETS.
Every service member has the right to return to civilian life with dignity and security, and that's what's happening. Driven by this core principle, we have helped 30,000 veterans find permanent housing over the last 2 years. 30,000. We have also expanded the GI Bill so that veterans can use their benefits to get an education at any point in their lifetime, a crucial reform to expand opportunity to veterans in every stage of their career. That's a big thing. And today I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. Nobody can complain about that, right? Nobody can complain about that. The debt of these disabled veterans will be entirely erased. It'll be gone. And sleep well tonight. Altogether, this action will wipe out an average of $30,000 in debt owed by more than 25,000 eligible veterans who have made immense sacrifices, the ultimate sacrifice in many ways for our nation. They've made a sacrifice that's so great, and they're such incredible people, and they never complain. They never complain. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in student debt held by our severely wounded warriors. It's gone forever.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
I thought it was so cool. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. No matter where you are across our listening region, I want you to check this out, escapeadventures.com. Coming up, oh, I'm so excited about this. Oh, this is going to be so cool. The president at AmVets in Louisville. That's the way they call it, Louisville. So stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is Live and Local Now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after four people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an LA County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a four-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
15 seconds till showtime.
Okay, boys, let's rehearse. You start.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
My neck hurts. Who cares?
No, you shut up.
Where am I?
5 seconds.
Well, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Big show today on Live and Local Now. Don't forget Kevin Child, former CCSD school board trustee, will join us in studio. Why is the teachers union threatening to strike? The strike date I saw was September 10. There was supposedly a meeting yesterday between Governor Sisolak and both sides in this thing, the CCSD and the teachers union. We'll find out what's going on there. Also, Buzz Patterson, one of my favorite all-time guests. I have not talked to him in probably, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years. But he is running for Congress in the People's Republic of California. So we'll get a chance to visit with Buzz Patterson just after 11 o'clock. Kimberly Guilfoyle will stop by, well, on the hotline. Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is one of the really, really good people to come out of Fox. She is now a senior advisor to the president's reelection campaign. And also the main squeeze for Don Jr. So, I mean, she's She's got some perks the rest of us don't have. Anyway, speaking of the president, let's go to cut six. Because the president was in Louisville at AmVets making a major announcement.
I cannot come to Kentucky without also praising the exceptional work of Senator Mitch McConnell. I have to tell you, this guy is a true fighter for our veterans and for Kentucky. He's worked tirelessly to enact massive tax cuts, record defense spending, and crucial VA reform that I was just talking about. And I have to think yet of all the things with respect to Mitch. Mitch is he's a good person, but his leadership in the Senate, we've confirmed, think of this, almost 150 federal judges to uphold our nation's beloved Constitution and the foundation of American freedom. And Mitch and I have worked very hard. We're up to 150. Within about 2 months, we'll be at 179 federal judges and two Supreme Court judges. And it's your senator, and it's for him, that's a passion like I've never seen before. And there is nothing more important. You know, when I became president, they said the most important thing you can do is judges. And in particular, they said Supreme Court justices. Well, as you know, we've named two Supreme Court justices, right? Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Gorsuch. And I want to just congratulate Mitch McConnell. And you have him. You have him. And he's a champion, and he fights hard. And he really is something special. And he loves your state. And I'll be here campaigning for Mitch, and I'll be campaigning for Matt. And we're going to get them both back in. And I just had to say, because Mitch has been somebody very special, and Matt knows that as well.
The Matt is Matt Bevin, the governor of Kentucky. So there's been a lot of criticism of the president just over the last week to 10 days. It's almost like they're amping it up. But I want you to hear Chuck Todd.
No, God!
No, no, no,
no. God, please, no, no, no!
No, we're going to hear from Chuck Todd, but in just a minute. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. And visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Now, I want you to hear Chuck Todd and how he puts it, that there is somehow some sort of new normal out there that is devastating to the republic. I don't happen to agree with him, but I want you to listen to Chuck Todd. This is cut three. It was on MSNBC, and what is that? Meet the Press Daily.
Welcome to a day when we do feel compelled to tell you again that what is now the norm in Washington is not normal. And in many ways, it's very un-American. I can't believe I have to say it, but it is not normal, nor is it American, to call Jewish Americans disloyal if they somehow vote for the Democrats. It is not normal, let alone very American, to cancel a trip to Denmark because they won't sell us Greenland, after saying the trip to Denmark had nothing to do with buying Greenland in the first place. I know you gotta keep track of your denials from this White House sometimes. It is not normal to deny a tax cut is on the table, then confirm a tax cut is on the table, then again deny it all in the space of 36 hours and expect any of us to take you seriously. It is not normal that we can't take the president seriously because taxes in Greenland are just two in a long list of things he's completely reversed himself on recently. Sometimes he reverses the reversals. Try to keep up with the background check business. And maybe the most important and consequential piece of all of this, it is not normal for the Republican Party to enable this, to sit back. By not standing up, speaking out, elected Republicans are allowing the president to keep behaving erratically, abnormally, and in ways that are far from effective. And oh, by the way, conditioning the entire base of the Republican Party that somehow this is normal behavior. It is not normal that a head-spinning 30-minute press availability like this has become the norm.
I thought that the Prime Minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China.
I'm taking on China on trade. I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. The fake news, of which many of you are members, is trying to convince the public to have a recession. Let's have a recession. Oh, I have an appetite for background checks. We already have very strong background checks, but we're going to be filling in some of the loopholes, as we call them, at the border. I think Russia should be a part of it because we're looking for world peace and it's, and other things, trade and other things. And it would be a lot easier to have Russia in where they had always been. I think that if you vote for a Democrat, you're very, very disloyal to Israel and to the Jewish people.
Yes, there are a number of things that he said that are just patently not true in some of those things, let alone half-truths and all that. We're going to unpack them in a minute. But as we wrote in our First Read newsletter this morning, this is no way to run a country. This is no way to talk about a country's citizens. It's no way to treat an American ally. And here's the thing. Everybody in Washington knows this. Staff members at the White House know this. Why top officials inside the Republican Party know this. In fact, that's probably why. No, it's not probably. This is why White House aides keep leaking all these crazy anecdotes that we hear about, because they're concerned about this. These are Republicans trying in their own way to rein him in. Let's leak the Greenland business. Let's see if maybe that will get a rise out of the Republican Party. And Republicans on the Hill know none of this is normal. That's what they admit to all of us in whispers off the record, almost begging us to believe they're off the record diatribes, because they don't want to have to do nothing publicly. Perhaps it's motivated by fear. Maybe it's fear of the voters, fear of the president, fear of all of them.
Chuck Todd talking about a new normal, that all this stuff is, and you know what? I think what's going to happen in 2020 is that people are going to do what they did in 2016. That they're going to ignore it. All this stuff, the fact checking, the backing away from gun control. All of that stuff, people aren't going to care. They're going to look at a president that's gotten things done, and they're going to celebrate, and they're going to vote for Trump. And I honestly believe 63 million will become 65 million, 70 million, 75 million, somewhere in there. And that people are going to say, given the options that this system is giving us, the only choice is going to be Trump. The only viable choice will be Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More from the president. Also, if we have time, we're going to try and squeeze in the vice president. He is in Salt Lake City at this hour, pitching the USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. And we'll do that more. If timing works out right, the vice presidential seal has been put on the podium. That means that Pence is probably coming up very shortly. So if we can join them in progress, we certainly will, and let you hear a bit of that. It's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Oh, yeah, trouble. Yeah, on the way. Great to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Thursday. It is my Friday. I'm going to be off tomorrow, but I'll be back on Monday. Wyatt Cox will be filling in on this hour. Pat Cassell will do the last 2 hours. It's going to be fun. Can we go to Mike Pence? Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to Salt Lake City, courtesy of KSL, and Mike Pence pitching the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Here is the vice president.
And we save the lives of an estimated 15,000 people a day. Save the lives.
And Phil Cox from TradeWorks, ladies and gentlemen, honored guests. Thank you for coming to Merit Medical today. 32 years ago, we started this company with one simple product. Today, we have 6,600 employees. We do business in 120 countries. And we save the lives of an estimated 15,000 people a day. Save the lives of 1,500 people a day. Thank you. Thank you very much. From the very beginning, it's always been about free trade, and maybe more importantly, fair trade. We have 1,000 employees in Tijuana, Mexico. We have in the United States almost 4,500 employees with 3,300 here in Salt Lake City. The ability to move products freely, unencumbered, in North America is what has made this company successful. Without it, we wouldn't be here today. So I want to thank all of you that believe in free enterprise, free trade, and fair trade, and let me tell you how important the U.S. MCA is. We need to get it passed.
That is obviously not Mike Pence. We'll wait and see if Mike Pence comes to the podium anytime soon. So we will continue on and wait for Mike Pence, who is out pitching that wonderful new trade bill that will encompass not only the United States, but Mexico and Canada. We will do that. I want to remind you, I've been telling you for years how I love that great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. With just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I love it in my juice. Now, to learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Again, kevinwallradio.com. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. So make sure you do that. I want you to hear really quickly from the president. The president taking credit. Let's go to cut 7 real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before we go to Mike Pence. Taking credit for improved health care for our vets. There is nothing more important than our commitment to our vets, I believe. And the president underscored that cut 7 yesterday in Louisville.
Since I took office, nearly 3 million veterans have been able to choose a private doctor in their own community. And have you ever seen, and this is a great tribute to the people at the VA, the people and the leadership of the VA, I don't hear these horror stories. You know, I used to see, as growing up, I'd see VA, VA, VA. I don't want to, you know, well, let me find some wood. Wait. I'm not hearing bad stories. I'm hearing all good stories. But the fake news will go out. They'll find somebody in the system. They'll find somebody. They'll find somebody in this giant medical system, the largest system in the world by far. They're going to find somebody that wasn't treated perfectly. And he'll be on the top of the news tonight. We have breaking news. We've also slashed wait times at the VA by more than 33%. That's a great thing. And the care is better, more importantly. The care is even better. A recent study published in the Journal of American Medical Association found that wait times are now shorter for primary care at the VA than at private sector doctors and hospitals. How about that?
I love the way you put that. How about that? Take that, all of you on the left. I absolutely love that. You know, there was a lot of talk. In fact, you saw that Wayne Allen Root was involved. In fact, I saw Wayne Allen Root was on Mediaite. I mean, it was like one of the big headlines of his with Trump tweeting Wayne Allen Root. But yesterday at the White House, before he left for Louisville, the president doubled down on voting for Dems as being disloyal. In fact, let's go to cut 8. This is the president yesterday on the White House lawn.
Yesterday, you said that Jews, American Jews who vote for Democrats, are disloyal. To whom are they being disloyal, sir? And that's a well-known anti-Semitic trope.
So I have been responsible for a lot of great things for Israel, One of them was moving the embassy to Jerusalem, making Jerusalem the capital of Israel. One of them was the Golan Heights. One of them, frankly, is Iran. Iran is a very far weakened nation right now, much different. Hopefully something works out. We'll see if it happens. It happens. Wait a minute. Wait. No president has ever done anywhere close to what I've done between Golan Heights, Jerusalem, Iran, and other things. Excuse me. Wait a minute. No president has done what I've done. We have a group, I call it AOC plus three. You could call the person Representative Tlaib. You could say Representative Omar. You could go any way you want to go. They are anti-Semites. They are against Israel. She had a plan to greatly embarrass Israel by going there with the fact that she wanted to see her grandmother. I assume that's true. I hope that's true. But it was very bad. Very bad. The things that she and others of that group and other Democrats have said. And they have become the face of the Democratic Party. And I will tell you this. In my opinion, the Democrats have gone very far away from Israel. I cannot understand how they can do that. They don't want to fund Israel. They want to take away foreign aid to Israel. They want to do a lot of bad things to Israel. In my opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Amen to that.
There you go. That's our president, your president, my president. Coming up, Kevin Child. What is wrong with the Clark County School District? They are on the verge of a teacher strike. A teacher strike. We will get to that and a whole lot more. Also, Kimberly Guilfoyle will join us later in the show. I can't wait to talk to her. She is former Fox News, The Five star. She is now working for the re-election of the President of the United States. She's also dating Don Jr. We'll find out what that's all about. We'll do that and more coming up. Yeah. Well, no, we're going to find out what that's all about. I'm getting one of those all-knowing looks from Wyatt Cox. The eyebrows are going crazy. Yeah, that happens from time to time. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.